God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening. Thanks for taking time to be with me here for Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. I'm going to talk about love again and what the Bible has to say about it.
Feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Oh no, we're not in Kansas anymore. This is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason Dezurek, your host for the program. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. You can also find our parent ministry, Worldview Warriors, at worldviewwarriors.org. We have our blog posts there, podcast as well. You can also find our books that we've released over the years. Got one more. Actually, I believe we're working on 3 brand new projects for this year to release as well, so be on the lookout for those. Again, I'm the president of Worldview Warriors. You can find us at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Want to take some time tonight and take a look at what the Bible says about love. Pretty important. And if God is love, then it's very important. You know, they say that love makes the world go round and that love is all you need. So, that's the world. What does the Bible have to say? Well, friends, the Bible is God's word. It's given to us, revealing who God is. The Bible tells us that God is love. So, technically, the Bible is all about God's love. It's like, oh, when you see something, if A equals B, and C, I should say, B equals C, then A equals C. So if the Bible equals God and God equals love, then the Bible equals love. Think about it. Every story we read in the Bible has to do with God's love. God loved humankind so much that he created us and the world we live in. God loved humankind so much, friends, that he, at least, saved Noah and his family from the worldwide flood. He did this so they could repopulate the earth. God loved us so much that he made a covenant with Abraham and made him into a great nation. And God loved that great nation, the people of Israel, so much that he kept sending them judges and prophets to turn them back toward following him when they'd go astray. God loved the world so much that he sent Jesus to die and be raised again for us so we could have eternal life. Go check out John 3:16 for more on that. And God loved us so much that he gave us his word so we could be equipped to do his work on this earth. Dear friends, tuning in with me right now, the entire Bible shows us God's love. But the Bible does not talk specifically about love in many. It does talk about it in many places as well. And the most common place is, well, what's known as the love chapter. That'd be 1 Corinthians 13. And I do encourage you to read the entire chapter. But here's just a quick highlight for you to get us started tonight. It's 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Another often quoted passage about love in the Bible is 1 John 4, 7 through 12. Dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. In John 13, 34 through 35, Jesus commands us to love one another. And he said, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Friends, Jesus reiterates this command to his disciples in John 15, 12 through 14. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. Well, this was a new command in light of the love that Jesus brought to earth. This was also a very old command for the Israelites. Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 5 says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. The Bible also tells us about love in human relationships, including that of a husband and wife. Ephesians 5, 25 through 33 actually talks about this, as does the book of Song of Solomon. Ephesians 4, 15 through 16 actually highlights how we should interact with others. Instead, speaking truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. And we see in Galatians 5, 22 through 23, it tells us to, well, that love, regarding the fruit of the Spirit, we see this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And it says this, against such things there is no law. When we have God's Holy Spirit dwelling in us, friends, all of these things will flow from our lives and the Spirit working through us. Again, what's in your heart will come out. There are even proverbs written about love. For example, Proverbs 17, verse 9 states, Whoever would foster love covers over an offense. But whoever repeats the matter separates close friends. In Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. Dear friends, I could go on and on with more passages about love in the Bible, but as I started out tonight, the whole Bible tells us about God and His love. It does it either directly or indirectly. Here's one more passage for you to consider before we move on. Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Again, that's Romans 8, 38 and 39. Just some things the Bible says about love. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. I'm your host, Jason Zurich. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. You can also find our parent ministry at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Some of you are wondering, well, what is Worldview Warriors? Friends, Worldview Warriors equips students, their parents, and grandparents to impact this generation for Jesus Christ. We invest in students and their families in numerous ways. So some of those ways, right now you're hearing it through radio programming, podcasting, with a heavy internet presence through social media and our blog. We currently have many regular contributors on that. We also travel a lot around the United States, not so much since of the virus being here and such. We do much more on the internet, but we do many things locally wherever our bloggers might be, our speakers, our authors. We'd love to come and speak at your church if you're ever interested in that. Our main focus of ministry is 14 to 24-year-old students, though. And one of our core values I'd like to share with you before we continue on is the Bible can be trusted and provides the only coherent framework for life. This is one of our core values, we believe. 2 Timothy 3:16 is what we use to help back that up. Again, my name is Jason Zurich, your host for Do Not Keep Silent. And you can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Zurich.
Many years ago, we heard the phrase, a fundamental transformation of the United States of America. I think it is safe to say that many, if not most of us, really didn't know what this phrase really meant at the time. Some people were willing to call it out for what they saw as a direct attack on our foundational beliefs laid near the beginning of our nation's founding, and they were ridiculed for being, well, closed-minded, or even accused of being hateful or racist to those wanting this fundamental transformational change. Well, friends, I think we now see the result of this attempted fundamental transformation of our nation and even of the Christian faith. To find out more about this, go to our blog and look for our posting entitled The Foundation Matters.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Wanted to direct you to 10 Reasons to Believe the Bible, one of our new resources that came out in 2019, written by C.A. Wolcott. Friends, the Bible is under attack, and statements and questions like these I'm about to share with you are being used to undermine the faith of believers and to mock and ridicule them for not being, you know, educated enough to cease believing it. Questions and statements like these. The Bible is just a collection of myths from Bronze Age goat herders. Or how about this one? The Bible has been copied and translated so many times, how can we possibly know what it actually said? Two more to share with you. There's no evidence that Jesus even existed. Or how about this one? Science has proven the Bible is wrong. Again, friends, the Bible is seriously under attack. And statements like these are being used to undermine the faith of believers and to mock and ridicule them for, you know, not being quote-unquote educated enough to cease believing it. Yet, the Bible is actually more trustworthy and dependable than all the other works of literature out there combined. Yeah. This new resource, this book that comes in paperback, you can also get it on Kindle. This 10 Reasons Why the Bible is Trustworthy and Reliable, well, it's listed with all of our other books and will equip the reader to be able to handle most of the questions thrown at Scripture and the Christian faith. Again, you can find this resource at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, written by C.A. Wolcott. 10 Reasons to Believe the Bible on Worldview Warriors Publishing. So glad Charlie's with us. You can also find his blog posts every Friday morning, bright and early, at worldviewwarriors.org. Click that blog tab, take you there to his writings. He's in a brand new series. Another one of our bloggers, Katie Erickson, she's in a brand new series as well on the importance of theology. Why is it so important? Charlie has started a brand new series on idolatry and why there should be no other gods before Almighty God. Again, you can find these at worldviewwarriors.org. Click the blog tab, it'll take you there. Let's continue on, though, regarding love. And I hope that these encourage and challenge you to really love God and others, friends. Just some practical ways here for students as well as their parents and grandparents of things that maybe you could start doing. Again, yes, to love God, but to love others as well. I encourage you to put others before yourself. Again, love always protects. Love always trusts. Love is realizing that when a problem or conflict arises, that in some way you are probably part of the problem or the conflict too. Instead of just pointing fingers at everyone else, why not love and take a good look in the mirror? Before I continue on, I just wanted to share with you something that literally happened with me very recently. For those of you that don't know, I actually coach a girls' basketball team. And near the end of the fourth quarter, I put someone who was young and inexperienced in, even though the game was tight. I wanted to see how this person would respond, but I wanted to give them the opportunity to either succeed or fail. And whatever they did, I knew I had to love this person. Well, I subbed in this inexperienced player into the varsity game. There was about a minute to go. And the other team just got on a fast break, ran right down, and, well, put the ball into the basket. This player I had just put in, realizing that she could have done something or should have done a little bit more, came out after I called a timeout, came out, sat down, and not that she was crying, but she was definitely watery-eyed, if you know what I mean. And I just looked at her, and I said, "That's not on you, that's on me. I did not warn you, I did not coach you up enough to tell you to be ready for that. That's on me. Do not worry about that. And it was like a huge weight of burden lifted off of her shoulders, realizing I was not going to scream at her or yell at her, but she realized I was taking responsibility for what had just taken place. Yes, she needed to do something as well. But as the leader, it is my job to make sure they know what to do. So with you, friend, tuning in, where might you have been the problem or part of the conflict when something rose? Where could you have done something different? And since there is a problem or conflict, have you thought of maybe asking them for forgiveness, allowing them and giving them the opportunity to actually forgive you? Let's continue on. Love is helping your brother or your sister with their chores, not expecting anything in return. At our house, we have a chore chart for every single day for our children that are still living at home. Now, I will admit, I probably could help out a little bit more sometimes with their own chores. However, my wife and I are really trying to teach them the responsibility of doing things at home, not just in our own home, but hopefully in their own home. But I can tell you, it is a huge blessing when somebody comes and helps with a chore that is someone else's for that day. You can see the joy in the other person's face, seeing that they're loved. Love is knowing when to say, "I'm sorry, I was wrong." Love is knowing when to say, "I love you too much to let you keep walking down the path without telling you the truth." As that Casting Crowns song says, "I need to love you with the truth." Love is putting your dreams aside, you know, your carnal dreams, putting them aside, your human dreams, in order to follow God's dream for the life that he's given to you. That's love, friends. Loving God. Putting his way before your way. Love is unconditional. Well, at least real love is. Love is welcoming your mother or your father at the front door when they come home from work, just to say, "Hi, how was your day?" Then, friends, listen to them. And by the way, don't ask for anything. Just listen to them share about their day. And then maybe go and do your chore. Or maybe just go do the dishes instead of allowing mom to do it or dad to do it. Friends, love is listening to your parents and obeying them with your words and actions so you honor them. I want to pause right here and share with you about a blog post that went up. I don't know when it was put up, but it was put up a while ago on our Worldview Warriors website, worldviewwarriors.org. Again, click the blog tab. There's a search bar there that you can type into. Type in and search for "Parents Are Not the Problem." Again, the title of it is "Parents Are Not the Problem." My dear friends, whether you are a teenager, a young adult, maybe you're a full-grown adult and you've moved out of the house, and you might be thinking, "Well, I don't need to obey my parents anymore." Well, I will say this. Drum roll, please. You are correct. You do not need to obey your parents once you've moved out of the house. However, the Bible is very clear that you should still honor your father and mother. That doesn't mean you're going to do everything they tell you to do, but realizing that they love you enough that when they speak, perhaps you should listen. Again, my name is Jason Dezurek, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. If you'd like to find out more ideas about what love is, well, again, go to our blog posts. You can search in the search bar there at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. What is love? Shared that a while ago, but there's some great information there to grow and become mature and complete, not lacking anything. This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I won't play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.